Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Highland Agriculture instructor Dwayne Van Winkle about a $5,000 grant they recently received for their welding program and also some other upcoming projects happening for the agriculture program.
What will this grant be used for?
Well, in the application, looking to improve some shop facilities, in particular in the welding area for classes that I will teach there with welding. We really didn't have much in the way of booths or proper ventilation system, and so the $5,000 will certainly help considerably in that. It's probably not enough to cover everything, but it's a good start.
And these classes, are these being offered right now, or will it be next fall?
Yes. In fact, I did teach a welding class in the fall, and we kind of worked through things, and I have another welding section this term. So there seems to be a pretty good demand from students to learn some of these skills, and we just want to make it as good as we can for their instruction.
And so the welding, these classes, they fall under the agriculture program?
That's correct. I assume people know that we just started a new program at Highland here in the fall of 2017, and currently I'm semi-retired from Washington schools, and so I'm part-time, and we're looking at bringing in another instructor for next year to help with the program and teach at Highland also.
I was going to ask about the extra instructor. I had heard about that. Will that be a part-time position, you think?
Well, it's my understanding that she will be hired on a full-time basis, but her instruction in ag education will only be part-time.
Has this person already been hired?
Yes. Her name is Cassie Armantadon, and she is actually originally from Louisa Muscatine, recently graduated from Iowa State, and currently is filling in as a science instructor at Muscatine, where she did her student teaching.
And you're teaching in a part-time capacity for Highland?
I'm currently teaching three classes. There's an agronomy class, and we're excited that the school board's approved us to farm about 15 acres there by the school. And so the agronomy class, we get some real good hands-on experience there. And then the welding class. And then in addition to that, I have an ag science one, which is kind of a freshman introduction to agriculture and FFA and getting started on supervised programs.
And I was going to ask about the farming of those school-owned acres. And you said 15. I had heard before that it was maybe 6 to 7 acres.
I guess there's, I think, about 15 acres total there. Now, not all of that is tillable, and it is going to require some work in order to get the ready to go, I guess, for row crop production.
What is the progress, the plans as far as that project, when that will be starting?
Well, we've already done some of the preliminary work with the agronomy students and done some surveying out there on the ground. There have been several area businesses that have offered support for our program as well, and we're very appreciative of that too. So,
for this being, you know, the first year that Highlands had its own agriculture program and you instructing it, what were your kind of expectations heading into it, and how has the year been so far?
Well, I guess, first of all, I would say that my expectations were pretty high and excited to have the opportunity to start a new program, and I've pretty much been very pleased with the response. We'd probably like to have a few more students here or there, but overall, I've got quality, and I'll take that any day of the week, and I really enjoyed the process, and I learned a lot in starting what it takes to start a new program and some of those sort of things.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Highland Agriculture instructor Dwayne Van Winkle. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.